In the early 1900s, more than 20,000 Japanese women crossed the Pacific to marry Japanese plantation workers in Hawaii. Because those marriages were arranged through photographs and letters, the young women became known as picture brides. Their story is told in a new movie titled Picture Bride. From San Francisco, Heidi Chang reports.
Picture Bride begins in the Japanese city of Yokohama in 1918 and follows a young woman to the sugarcane fields of Hawaii. Picture Bride was filmed on the island of Oahu, where the film's director, Kayo Hata, was born. Sitting on the beach just below Diamond Head, Hata says her movie is about a journey.
On the most immediate level, it's about the immigrant journey from the old land to the new land. But on a more spiritual level, it's definitely about the journey of a young girl going from girlhood to womanhood. And, you know, the ocean is very much about journey, about traveling, about movement. So I thought it was very appropriate to incorporate that to begin the film with the sound of the ocean.
In the film, the young picture bride who makes the journey is named Rio. She's played by Japanese actress Yuki Kudo. When she arrives in the islands, she's shocked to find her husband is much older than she expected. The promise of a new life turns out to be little more than long days of back-breaking work in the cane fields. Her best friend, Kana, played by actress Tamlin Tamita, dies. In one pivotal scene, Kana returns as a ghost, questioning Rio about her broken dreams.
Kana-chan!
You come look for diamond? No diamonds here. Now I go back to Japan.
I go with you.
Why? Why you go back? We're waiting for you there.
Picture Bride is the first American feature film written, produced, and directed by Asian American women. Director Kayo Hata says it's also the first movie to try to realistically depict Hawaii's plantation era.
Yeah, there's a couple of stereotypes that I wanted to break through in making the film, and one is definitely the stereotype about Hawaii as just a romantic fantasy islands playground that is perpetuated in a lot of films and by the tourist industry, and it definitely is a beautiful place to vacation, but I think there's more to Hawaii than that. The other stereotype is that of Asian women as being the quiet, silently suffering martyrs. What I discovered when I was doing the film is that they're much more complex than that.
In researching the film, Hata went back to Hawaii from her current home in Los Angeles to interview some of the last surviving picture brides. 93-year-old Kana Higa is one of them. Higa says at first, she never loved her husband. He often beat her when he got drunk in front of their 9 children. Through her daughter, Higa says she wanted to kill herself, but did not think her children could survive without her.
She was contemplating suicide. She thought, oh, no matter how much the husband, you know, my father was abusing her, she made up her mind that she's going to take all the abuse from my father for the sake of the kids.
Some of these women express their loneliness and pain by singing in the cane fields. While making Picture Bride, Kayo Hata heard a tape of some of these songs.
Hawaii, Hawaii to yo.
Hata says it was the raw emotion of these songs that she wanted to capture in her film.
The Hole Hole Bushi songs were what I feel were kind of a parallel to the slave songs that blacks in the cotton plantation used to sing, call and response. It was a way of passing the time of day, a way of expressing their frustration. It was kind of like the blues, the Japanese blues, expressing in a very direct and poignant way just the hardship of their lives. And for me, these songs evoke the soul of these women.
Many of the picture bride marriages did not work out. Some brides ran away. Others were divorced by their husbands who left them to fend for themselves. Some, like Tatsuyo Hazama, made the most of it. Now 94, she attended the Hawaii premiere of Picture Bride. She says it reminded her of her arrival in the islands when she was 17 years old.
She said, in a way, it was the same. But she said that she did work hard. But the lucky thing about herself is her husband was very good to her.
For picture bride Kanahiga, watching the film was an emotional experience.
Yeah, because also, Japan come.
She was reminiscing when she came from Japan and had the hardship. It was just that she was in the picture herself. She was kind of teary. My father abused her, and she was kind of reminiscing, just like the picture. He was good to her afterwards.
Moviegoers at the 1995 Sundance Film Festival responded by giving Picture Bride the Audience Award for Best Dramatic Film. It's now showing in 28 cities around the country. Director Kayo Hata says after spending 5 years making her first feature film, she's glad it's finished.
I feel like I've, in a way, been washed up up against the rocks after swimming a marathon. I mean, I'm very tired, but we feel like it was an incredible journey of our own.
For National Public Radio, I'm Heidi Chang.